Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
From the Boston Convention and Exhibition Center, this is the Boston Bastard Brigade, live at PAX East 2012.
Hello, this is Tig from the Boston Bastards Brigade. I'm here at Novus Eterno, Tataldi Studios. I'm talking with, what was it?
Nick.
I'm horrible with names, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm a programmer, so numbers are better. So we are looking at an MMORTS, and it's pretty much, from what I know, the first of its kind, or at least going to be the first of its kind coming out right now. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. I would say more it's the first true MMORTS in the sense you have hundreds of thousands of players on a single seamless RTS battlefield.
And it looks amazing just looking at it. Can you give us a very basic overview of the gameplay, and we'll get a little bit more in-depth as we go on?
Okay, basic overview is I wanted to keep the action-packed micromanagement of StarCraft or Dawn of War and add in a persistent long-term strategy element where it's not just about this battle, it's how this battle affects your entire empire and the long-term gameplay of it, kind of like Civilization, that kind of thing. But I wanted to merge those two seamlessly together and put it in a universe that's never-ending where you can get online and play with all your friends against thousands of other players, all with their own empires.
So, and one of the biggest features about this game will be the map and the fact that it's so big and there's so many people in this game. So how will travel work, say, between star systems, between planets, and possibly galaxies if it gets that big?
Okay, traveling inside of one galaxy, you have three travel options. You have combat speed, which is quite slow, but you can utilize your weapons, your shields, everything. You can kick it into sublight speed, which means that all weapons go offline, all shields go offline, but you move quite quickly. It's good for like moving between solar systems. Or you can use FTL and teleport across galaxy. Now, the farther you teleport with FTL, the more spread out your fleet is going to be when you arrive at your destination. So it's quite dangerous to assault someone with FTL because you may land with your fleet totally broken up and spread out all inside their empire where they can pick you all off before you can organize.
And I was watching some of the gameplay of this earlier. It seems like flanking is a big thing. Is there a directional armor system, or how are units' formations going to actually impact the game?
Yes, there is. We are very pro the directional armor, and the directional armor is quite extreme, actually. The amount of damage you can do if you get a rear shot on a ship is truly catastrophic. I mean, you can pop a dreadnought with just a couple well-placed shots, but if you can keep your front armor towards the enemy's fleet, then you can tank it out quite well. Also, every single weapon has fire arcs, so it really adds a lot in the strategy of the gameplay. The final element that's really important about the directional armor and the fire arcs is what we call drifting. We included realistic spatial physics into the gameplay, so you can accelerate one of your ships in a direction, rotate your ship, glide sideways, and as you are drifting past the enemy fleet to the side of you, facing them, you can be pounding into their side armor while they're only seeing your frontal armor.
Just make sure that's on. All right, so base building is a major aspect, and I'm guessing from looking at it, you're building on the planet. Would you like to talk a little bit more about base building and how it will work in this game and building on planets?
Sure. What it kind of is that every planet and every moon in the game is effectively a location where you can build structures. So, and each, depending on the size of the planet and the type of the planet, affects how many construction slots you have. So the real objective of your infrastructure is to use that space wisely. If you have a planet with three moons on it, you could use the moons for some things. And so, okay, for example, best way to explain this is with an example. When I capture a planet that has three moons, the most efficient way for me to use that space is I put my weapons factories, my shields factories, my engine factories on the moons. When they produce the stuff, they send it to the main planet. The ship gets assembled on the main planet and launched from there to make the best use of those construction slot spaces.
The persistence of this game is interesting because there'll be a point when you're not online and you possibly have a fleet. So how did you go around the objective of, say, not getting wiped out when somebody signs off to go off to work or take a break for a moment?
Well, if someone actually does have a life, which we must take into account, as soon as you go offline, you set some AI priorities for your fleet. So what do you want to be the highest priority for them to defend? Stuff like that. After you've been offline for 15 minutes, any ship you lose gets replaced for free. So that means, as an example, if I'm attacking your planet, your fleet comes to defend it. Now, your fleet's AI controlled, which means that I will be able to beat it most likely.
Yeah.
AI is never as good as a human brain.
Yep.
So, once I destroy your fleet will be rebuilding at no cost to the player, to the defender. Soon as it's all up and running again, it'll go back out to continue the defense of that planet. So it's almost like attacking a player that's offline is a totally different kind of assault than a player is online, because it's more of almost like a PvE mission where you have to break through their line, get to the planet, start dropping colonization forces on the planet while you're holding off wave after wave after wave of the defender's fleet that keeps on getting rebuilt and sent out. Now, this costs the attacker quite a lot in their reproduction of all the things that they're losing, because in that attack, they're paying for every ship they lose where the defender is not. Now, when the defender comes back online, it's very possible that he's lost a planet. But he has his whole fleet up and running, and he has all the resources he had from before. So he's in a great position to go out, recapture whatever he lost, and go and get revenge.
Real quick, how would resource management work in a game like this? I haven't touched it at all. Do you get it from having planets, or do you get it from mining somehow?
Resources come from mining or scavenging shipwrecks. Now, resources actually take up warehouse space and ship space. So they are an actual element in the game. They're not just a number. So you need to have warehouses large enough to support your resources. If you want to transport resources from one planet to another, you need to load it onto a ship with a lot of cargo bays and actually move it.
And because this is online, how would you be able to play with your friends? Do you ally? Do you fight everybody? How would that aspect of the game work?
Well, because of my history in competitive RTS gaming, I am much more supportive of the clan system versus the guild system. So in this game, you're allowed an alliance of a max of 15 players, and there's a lot of inter-alliance support between the players and a lot of benefits you get. The key is that you turn into a well-honed unit between you and the 14 other players. And because of the way the game is, there is no limiting between servers. Each server is its own galaxy, and you can teleport, you can faster than light travel to another galaxy. So if you have a new friend that just joined the game, he may be on a totally different galaxy, you can just jump over, capture a planet close to him, and build your own little outpost next to his empire, so you can still support each other.
That's amazing. And ship building for this game, I saw they were modular designs, and you can put special weapons on it and the like. How would that work?
It's beyond modular designs. You research different ship hulls. Each ship hull has different layouts of component slots. And then you select the different components that you've already researched, weapons, shields, engines, bays, utilities, everything, drag and dropping them into the ship's blueprint, saving that design, and then that design is what you produce in your shipyards.
And it sounds interesting. I know it's a must-buy for me, especially as a PC gamer. I love the RTS fact. So if there's any last words you want to say on your game at all, or maybe a weapon or ship that you like the most that you maybe have a preference for?
On that, I have to say the Basilisk. It's a capital ship. It's about 1.8 miles long, and it has a cannon, one single cannon, that fires Empire State Buildings at people, effectively. It is totally awesome, and it can penetrate through multiple ships at the same time, so if you can line it up just right, you can just blow up a whole row of enemy ships. And I would like to add in one last thing before we go here about the Infiltrator program.
Sure.
Because we are an indie studio of just 12 developers, we can't afford massive Q&A testing companies to work with us. So instead, since this game is built by fans for fans, we want to bring our fans into the development process and help us test the game, help us balance the game, help us improve this game to be the game we all want to play. So if you're interested in joining the Infiltrator program, you can go to our website, which is novasaturno.com.
Yep.
There's a big button that's there that says join the Infiltrator program. Click it and send in your application and actually join us in helping us develop this game.
That was going to be my next question. Well, my last one is, where can we find it? Is there a beta, and how can we actually get to play this game? Thanks. This is Tag at the Novus booth. Everybody should go check this game out. I really think if you're into RTS, this might be a really interesting one to take a peek at. Thanks for talking.
Thanks for talking.